With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the fifth chapter in Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam writes in the beginning in Halacha Aleph that Hamakadesh Bedavar Shuhu Asr Bahano, that if a man consecrates a woman with an object from which it is forbidden halachically to derive benefit, for example, chametz on Pesach, or milk and meat that were cooked together, or anything similar that the Torah prohibits for one to have any benefit thereof. So the Rambam says, Eino mikodesha, she is not consecrated. And now the Rambam continues, Vafilu hoya osur bahano'o midivreim, and even if he gave her for kedushin, an item whose prohibition against benefit is only of rabbinic origin. For example, says the Rambam, if a man gives a woman chametz, but on the sixth hour, on the 14th of Nisan, and as we know, biblically, the prohibition of chametz begins from 12 o'clock, which is from the beginning of the seventh hour. 11 a.m., biblically, one can still eat chametz and have the hanah from chametz. It's only prohibited midrabanan. Nevertheless, since it is asr midrabanan, if a man gave during that time something that otherwise would have had value, but now it's asr midrabanan, even bahana, eina mikodeshes. Now the Rebbe, as we have in Yein Malchus Sefer Noshim Simon Zion, spoke about all of the Noisa Kalim of the Rambam. All of the commentators are wondering, and there's a big debate amongst them, why does the Rambam give as an example of an item that's asur bahana'a midrabanan, that which is really, essentially, at a different time, asur midoiraisa, which is chametz bepesach? The rabbis extended it to an additional hour, the isur hana'a. Why didn't the Rambam give an example of something that has no base in the Torah at all? That even that, if the Chachamim said that a certain item is Asr Bahano, that should also not be effective to make a Kedushin. And the Rebbe here opined with those who taka say that the Rambam gives this example dafka to teach you that when a man gives a woman something that is Asr Mahano bin Rabbanan, you can't always say it won't affect Kedushin. That will only be true if the item that he's giving her has, so to say, a source in the Torah, even though, like we mentioned, chametz and Pesach really is asur bahana from midday. And here, the Chachamim were the ones that extended it, but they are extending a din, which is essentially a din Torah. But if a man is going to give a woman something that is completely asur only midrabanan, then the Kedushin will be effective. The question is why? L'cha'ura, something that we may not have benefit of, even if it's only midrabanan, l'cha'ira, it should not even be ours. You know, the rule is that if you, for example, can have hana'ah from an item, I'm allowed to take it. If you make a vow not to have benefit from your apple, then if you can't have benefit, then another person can take it, which means it's not yours. So it's not yours. If it's not yours, you should never be able to affect Kedushin. So the Rebbe quoted the Alter Rebbe's Kontres Achrin in Hilchos Pesach at the end of Simen Tov Lamed Hei. And there, Faker, the Alter Rebbe opines that if something is asur bahana'a, it's not bona fide complete hefker. True, someone can take it, but they're taking it with sin. In other words, the Rebbe points out that the Alter Rebbe holds that things, we have to look at things on two levels. The thing itself, and then the benefit that you get from it. And they're not connected one to the other. So therefore, even if you may not benefit from something, nevertheless, the thing itself belongs to you. Which is why the Alter Rebbe paskins that if someone takes away an item that is asur bahano, it's not hefker gomur and the person is doing something wrong. However, on the other hand, even though the thing itself has inherent value, even though you may not derive benefit, for a woman to be consecrated with it, she needs to have pleasure. She needs to have contentment by the fact that she received an item, even though she can't have benefit from it. Now, what would cause her to have hana'ah? And the Rebbe uses as a great example that there is a din that if a woman tells a man, you give a pruta to another person, and through it, I will become your wife, it's effective. Even though she'd never received anything tangible from her husband, but she received the hana'ah, the contentment, the satisfaction that he did what she asked of him. So hana'ah in the value of a pruta will affect kedushin. The only question is, will the woman have hana'ah from receiving something that's asur b'hana'ah midrabanan? And the Rebbe explains, well, that depends. If it's something that has a source, an ikr min ha-toirah, then the woman b'chlal won't have any satisfaction, she won't have any hana'ah. Aside of the fact that she can't use it, she won't even have satisfaction by owning it, because it's something that inherently is asur midoraisa in hana'ah, or the chachamim extended it to an additional amount of time. Masha'enken, if something biblically is permitted, it's in true the Chachamim made it asur b'hana'ah. So again, she may not use it, but based on this concept that even items that you may not use are still yours, because we look at a thing not only by what it can do for you, but by its very existence. So the hana'ah that the woman receives will indeed affect the kedushin, which is why the Rebbe opines that the Rambam Dafke gave an example of chametz b'Pesach on the sixth hour.